gave alternative facts to that.
The president's tweets stand for themselves.
You want to read it or you want me to do it? You're a professional announcer. Why don't you read it?
Hello, and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keezer. I'm Joe Mdidis. Let's get to it. It's Wednesday, November 8th, 2017. Welcome to Day 293.
Most Americans will be able to file taxes on a single sheet of paper. What do you think about that, Kevin? You're still there, or is it going to be a paper and a half? Great job. Thank you. I didn't know I was going to be given a prop.
In an attempt to increase Democratic support by claiming the bill would hurt wealthy taxpayers like himself, Trump told 12 Senate Democrats that he would get killed financially by the GOP tax bill. NBC News and The Washington Post say Trump wants Democrats to support repealing the estate tax because they need to give something to rich people. Repealing the estate tax would provide an additional $300 billion in tax breaks for the wealthy. Meanwhile, the Joint Committee on Taxation found that the tax bill would add $1.574 trillion to the deficit over a decade, which is $74 billion over the maximum amount it can add if Republicans want to take advantage of special Senate rules that would allow them to pass the bill with only 50 votes. The Senate plans to release its tax bill this week, and it's expected to differ significantly from the House bill. In South Korea, Trump gave a speech warning North Korea about their nuclear weapons program.
The weapons you are acquiring are not making you safer. They are putting your regime in grave danger.
While speaking to the South Korean National Assembly, Trump called on all countries to isolate Pyongyang by denying it any form of support, supply, or acceptance.
The regime has interpreted America's past restraint as weakness. This would be a fatal miscalculation. This is a very different administration than the United States has had in the past. Today, I hope I speak not only for our countries, but for all civilized nations. When I say to the North, do not underestimate us and do not try us. We will not permit America or our allies to be blackmailed or attacked. We will not allow American cities to be threatened with destruction. We will not be intimidated, and we will not let the worst atrocities in history be repeated here on this ground we fought and died so hard to secure. The time for excuses is over.
Trump's return to tough talk came a day after he had softened his rhetoric and asked Pyongyang to come to the table and make a deal. Politico and Talking Points memo say Corey Lewandowski's memory has been refreshed about Carter Page's trip to Russia. In March, Trump's former campaign manager said he had never met Carter Page. On Tuesday, Lewandowski described Page as a low-level volunteer who had no formal role in the campaign, and, to the best of my recollection, I don't know Carter Page. Page testified last week to the House Oversight Committee that he had asked Lewandowski and Hope Hicks for permission to travel to Moscow. After the trip, Page emailed Lewandowski, Hicks, Sam Clovis, J.D. Gordon, and then-Senator Jeff Sessions about his trip to Russia, where he met with Russian officials and discussed the presidential campaign. ABC News and Vox are reporting that leadership at the State Department is being, quote, depleted at a dizzying speed, the president of the Foreign Service Officers Union said. Since January, the State Department has lost 60% of its career ambassadors, 42% of its career ministers, and 15% of its minister counselors, and the numbers are, quote, still falling. USA Today is reporting that Scott Pruitt will continue to roll back the Clean Power Plan despite a government report that finds climate change to be unambiguous with, quote, no convincing alternative explanation that anything other than humans are the cause. Pruitt said that the National Climate Assessment was part of the ongoing debate between scientists over the causes of global warming, and the report won't deter him from rolling back the rule aimed at combating climate change. Trump has dismissed climate change as a hoax perpetrated by the Chinese in order to gain an edge over the U.S. And a fourth Trump judicial nominee has been deemed unqualified for the job by the American Bar Association. The Hill says Brett Talley has faced criticism for a 2013 blog post in which he called on readers to, quote, join the National Rifle Association and characterized gun control legislation passed after the massacre at Sandy Hook as, quote, the greatest attack on our constitutional freedoms in our lifetime, end quote. Talley was tapped by Trump for the U.S. District Court for the Middle District of Alabama. Meanwhile, USA Today and Politico say a federal judge has issued a gag order in the Paul Manafort and Rick Gates case, preventing both from making public statements about the case. The order doesn't ban statements to the media outright, but prohibits any remarks that, quote, pose a substantial likelihood of material prejudice in the money laundering and conspiracy case. The Justice Department told AT&T and Time Warner to sell off CNN's parent company or DirecTV if they want approval of their proposed merger. The New York Times says during the campaign, Trump criticized the proposed merger, arguing that, quote, deals like this destroy democracy, and that it's, quote, an example of the power structure he was fighting. Trump has also repeatedly labeled CNN fake news. And it was election night in America last night. Democrats won victories in governor's races in Virginia and New Jersey. In Virginia, Democrat Ralph Northam beat Republican Ed Gillespie 54% to 45%. And in New Jersey, Democrat Phil Murphy defeated Republican Kim Guadagno by 55.4% to 42.5%. After going to bat for Gillespie during the run-up, Trump distanced himself from the loss, tweeting that Gillespie, quote, did not embrace me or what I stand for. The Charlotte Observer says the first African-American woman was elected mayor of Charlotte, North Carolina. Meanwhile, the first openly transgender woman of color was elected to public office in Minneapolis. The first woman was elected mayor in Manchester, New Hampshire. And in Maine, voters approved a ballot measure to expand Medicare coverage, but their Republican governor said he won't implement the expansion unless it's fully funded by the state's legislature. Back in New Jersey, House Republican Frank Lobiondo announced his retirement, which puts his New Jersey congressional district up for grabs in the 2018 midterm election. Ted Poe also announced that he would not seek re-election in Texas, and Arizona Congresswoman Martha McSally told colleagues that she will run for Senate in 2018 as a GOP primary challenger to Kelly Ward. And finally, a new exit poll from Politico shows that half of Virginia voters said Trump was the reason for their vote, with twice as many saying they were voting to oppose Trump as those who were voting to support him. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines brought to you by Matt Keiser. Until next time, I'm Joe Andides.